Welcome to the Instagram for Bosses podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Marie. I'm here to teach you practical tips and strategies for leveraging Instagram so you can position yourself as an expert, generate more leads, and land more clients. So, bosses, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back to Instagram for Bosses. I hope you're having an amazing week so far. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you 7 signs you'll be successful on Instagram. Make sure you stick around till the end because number 7 is the most important. Before we start, just a reminder to follow me over on Instagram. You can find me by searching at Andrea Maria Creative. I share lots of free tips and trainings over there, and we always have a lot of fun. I also have a private Facebook group called Instagram for Bosses, which I invite you to join. This group is a place you can network with other amazing bosses, as well as get extra Instagram and business tips from yours truly. I'll link both of these in the show notes if you're interested in following along. Now let's get back to today's episode. So you're either a business owner or an aspiring business owner wanting to leverage Instagram marketing to get more visible and generate more leads, sales, and clients. But Instagram is a platform with over 1 billion active users, and with so much competition out there, you're wondering if you have what it takes to be successful on the platform. Well, I'm here to tell you that despite there being a lot of competition on Instagram, it's still one of the best platforms to market your business and provides so much opportunity for business owners like yourself to connect directly to your dream clients and customers. With that being said, here are 7 signs you'll be successful at marketing your business on Instagram. Firstly, you have a strong understanding of your ideal client or customer. This is the foundation for all effective marketing, whether that be social media marketing, email marketing, or traditional media marketing. This is because when you have a solid understanding of who this person is, you can tweak your content, branding, and messaging in a way that speaks directly to your ideal client's specific struggles and pain points, as well as their biggest hopes, dreams, and desires. They'll feel like you truly understand them on a deep level, and this will help you to build a stronger connection with them and increase their trust and belief that you are the person who will be able to solve their unique problems or concerns. This is the secret sauce for converting leads into paying clients and customers, particularly on Instagram. The second sign you'll be successful on Instagram is that you have a content strategy in place. If you're just waking up each day and posting content off the cuff as you go, chances are that the content you're sharing isn't going to be as well thought out or strategic as if you had a clear roadmap in place with exactly how you plan to meet your goals. On the other hand, if you've taken the time to clearly map out your goals, define your ideal client or customer, conduct market research, look at your analytics, and create a strategic plan for the content you're sharing, it's highly likely that you'll be successful on Instagram and actually move the needle in your business. If you don't yet have an Instagram strategy in place, it is not too late. I have a 100% free Instagram strategy planner I'll leave linked in the show notes so you can start creating your effective Instagram marketing strategy today. The third sign you'll be successful on Instagram is that you're sharing high-value content consistently. Consistency is so important on Instagram. Now, does this mean you should be posting every single day? In short, only if you can keep up with that level of content consistently. Yes, the more you post to Instagram, the faster you'll see results. But if posting every day isn't realistic for you, then you're likely going to burn yourself out trying to keep up with that level of content. When you've reached burnout, it becomes really difficult to keep up that level of consistency. Instead, focus on choosing a posting schedule that works for you and the resources you have. Instagram suggests that consistency is the most important factor the algorithm considers. So if you're showing up each week with high value, engaging content, even if that means you're only sharing 3 posts per week, you'll see results and have success on the platform. The fourth sign you'll be successful on Instagram is you focus on building meaningful relationships rather than worrying about vanity metrics. Vanity metrics like how many followers you have or how many likes or comments you get on a post are not true signs of how successful or profitable a business is. Instagram is a relationship building tool. It allows you to connect directly to your clients and customers in a way that other advertising mediums don't. For example, being able to chat with potential clients and customers in the DMs or address your followers directly in real time via live video are amazing strategies for building rapport with potential clients and customers while increasing your authority and credibility. If you understand this and your focus is on building meaningful, deep relationships with your followers, you will undoubtedly be successful on Instagram. The fifth sign you'll be successful on Instagram is that you don't copy your competitors. The best way to stand out from the competition on Instagram is to be uniquely you. When you understand and embrace this, everything changes. You'll start to attract like-minded people who love the real you. Whether you're naturally more laid back, chill, or reserved, or you're confident and a little quirky, if you're showing up as your authentic self, people will sense that and be drawn to you. The sixth sign you'll be successful on Instagram is that you don't take yourself too seriously. This can be a hard one, especially if you're a perfectionist. I get it, I'm definitely a perfectionist and I really struggled with this. But when you let go of having to show up perfectly and worrying about what other people will think of you, you'll instantly become more relatable. Let's face it, who can relate to someone who is impeccably polished and perfect all the time? I know I can't. Showing up on Reels or going live on Instagram won't feel so scary because you've let go of perfectionism. When you don't take yourself too seriously, you'll be likely to show up with confidence and become instantly more magnetic. And now for the final and, in my opinion, most important sign you'll be successful on Instagram, that is, you are patient. We currently live in a world of instant gratification. With the click of a button, you can order a car to your front door to drive you where you need to go. You can have food delivered within an hour, and you can order goods online, which can arrive at your doorstep within just a few short hours. People are so used to getting whatever they want instantly or within a very short period of time that patience has dwindled significantly. When it comes to being successful on Instagram, it requires patience. And I know that that doesn't sound glamorous or sexy, but it's the truth. There are so many gurus out there talking about how they grew 10,000 followers in a week or scaled their business to six figures in 3 months. It's no wonder people have unrealistic expectations about success on Instagram. The truth is that these results are not common. This is not the norm. Most businesses take years to grow their accounts to these kinds of numbers, and that's okay. As I mentioned earlier, how many followers you have on Instagram is not an indication of how successful or profitable a business is. I've grown two profitable businesses leveraging Instagram with under 2,000 followers on each account, and I know of other business owners who have less than 10,000 Instagram followers, yet are turning over multiple seven figures in their business. This is because they focus on using Instagram as a tool for building and nurturing meaningful relationships with their ideal clients and customers rather than getting caught up in the follower game. As my business mentor Kim Jimenez likes to say, focus on profitability over popularity. So that's all I have for you for today's episode. If you can relate to any of these signs, please be sure to let me know. If you found value in this episode and are looking for more tailored help with your Instagram marketing, please feel free to reach out to me via Instagram DM or click the link in the show notes to book a strategy call with me, where you can learn more about how I help service providers and coaches leverage Instagram to stand out as experts and land more dream clients. Thanks for joining me today. If you're enjoying the show, I would love and appreciate it if you subscribed and left me a rating and review. It would mean a lot if you shared it on your Instagram story, because sharing episodes is the best way for the show to grow, reach more people, and impact more lives. If you do share the episode, be sure to tag me at Andrea Marie Creative, because I love to reshare your stories and chat with you in the DMs. I hope you have a great day and week, and I'll speak to you soon.